This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up after the break, we're going to have David Fish is going to join us. We're going to talk about your finances, the stock market, precious metals, whatever it has to do with saving you a buck or shoring up your finances. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. And again, I want to thank you for being with me. So I head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate, and you have absolutely no reason to get the book and find out why. Anyhow, one of my favorite topics to talk about is Chuck the Schumer. You know, these guys are so busy trying to stop Trump because the man doesn't even breathe right. Apparently, I mean, he doesn't wipe his butt right. He doesn't breathe right. He doesn't do anything right. In their mind, nothing. Absolutely nothing. And they're so upset that he's trying to pass the things that he actually ran on and got voted in to do. This is just making him go, no, nobody does that. No, but nobody does what they were elected to do. Get it straight. But Chuck Schumer now is actively working to block Trump's Saudi arms deal. Because, you know, we can't be selling arms to the Saudis. I mean, think about everything they've done in the past. Giving Iran a chance to get nuclear weapons, that's a different story. It's okay. They did nothing to slow that down. They did nothing to stop that. They don't even know what's in it. And we're surprised at times when they did find out what was in it. So Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, he announced on Monday his intention to support a Senate motion to block part of President Donald Trump's recent arms deal with Saudi Arabia. Now, it was signed during Trump's visit to the Islamic Republic. But Schumer, one of Trump's most outspoken critics, took a remarkably different approach to a nearly identical motion last year when a small group of senators attempted to block a Saudi arms deal approved by the Obama administration. This is proof positive. They are not interested in any way, shape, manner, or form, in any stretch of the imagination, of this country succeeding or anything good happening under President Trump. It's also proof positive of what I've been saying for years now. If the Dems do it, it's good. If a Republican does exactly the same thing, it's bad. Right? Think about it. And they have what I love to call selective recall. Right? They only remember what they want to and when they want to. In a statement Monday, Schumer expressed concern that sending the Saudis more than $500 million worth of precision-guided munitions will worsen the humanitarian crisis in the region. Right. So allowing the Saudis, who are Muslims, to protect themselves and other Muslim countries against ISIS will make it worse. These guys are just really 180 degrees from reality. He goes on to say, I will support Senator Murphy's resolution of disapproval. The human rights and humanitarian concerns have been well documented and are important. Really? Where? Of equal concern to me is that the Saudi government continues to aid and abet terrorism via relationships with Wahhabism and the funding of schools that spread extremist propaganda throughout the world, he explained. Isn't that beautiful? Right. So we show them when the Palestinians are doing exactly the same thing, and they're okay with President Obama on his way out throwing those guys a couple, you know, what is it, $100-some-odd million. He was okay with that. We show them where Iran is financially supporting terrorism across the world, and he's okay with sending them money. This is why I say they're hypocrites. I won't say that with all of them. I'm, you know, But for the most part, Schumer and the like are hypocrites. It's what I've been saying. I want you to, if they say it, it's gospel truth. If we use the exact same words, it's a lie, and it's bad for humanity. Bipartisan effort to block Trump's arms deal is led by, this is great, Senator Rand Paul. Now, but Rand Paul is not blocking it because of Trump, though, unlike the other guys. Paul's simple irritation is he doesn't want us helping anybody in the Middle East anymore. He doesn't want money going to the Middle East anymore. He doesn't want us doing anything off the soil. The Democrats believe, however, that the arms deal will exacerbate many problems in the Middle East. Right? They think it's going to help mentally support the civil war in Yemen. They believe more American weapons in conflict could deepen the ongoing humanitarian crisis, you know, because the Americans are providing the arms. Except, of course, when ISIS gets a hold of them. When we give them, remember with the whole Benghazi deal, we found out that we actually sent the arms to Syria. That was okay though too. That's why I say they're disingenuous. I mean, short of saying they're just flat out dishonest. Right, they're disingenuous in their reasons for these things. Because when they do them, there's always a good reason. And most of the time it's because they think it's a good reason. Last year, CNN reported the Senate overwhelmingly rejected an effort to block a $1.15 billion Saudi arms deal approved by the Obama administration. At the time, Schumer voted against rejecting Obama's deal. So even though the bulk of the Senate last year, when the Dems owned it, voted to block a deal for the Saudis. Now, Obama tried. The administration tried. Could have been a political play, knowing that they were going to lose anyhow. But Schumer came out for it, for Obama's deal, was trying to push it for him. I mean, do you see the hypocrisy here? Do you see the double standards? Some of you who follow this on a regular basis already know about this stuff. But despite the humanitarian concern being the same, there is no initial reason to explain Schumer's sudden change of heart. So even with Schumer's support, the effort to block Trump's deal with the Saudi is expected to fail. The effort is expected to receive support from a majority of Democrats and a handful of Republicans. And they're going to vote on it sometime next week. As well they should. This is what I mean about the hypocrisy. This is what I mean about them not being honest and real. Because they're not. If this really was an issue for them, right, they wouldn't try to pass it under Obama. David Fisher's up next. Take a breath, right? Can give you some real information on what's going on. And actually, you're going to be surprised at whose side he takes on what's going on with Dodd-Frank. I mean, seriously, be surprised. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, Ma, tweeting is okay and it's legal. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring him right on because there's a lot happening today. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital, and always learned so much when he's with me. David, glad to have you, and listen, happy Flag Day. You know today's Flag Day.
This is the first day that the flag was made official
in 1777. You're exactly right, Joe. Happy Flag Day to you.
Well, see, you know how I know it's Flag Day? I'm going to cheat. Actually, it works out both ways for me. Today is my dad's birthday. So I either say my dad's birthday's on Flag Day or, you know, or the other way around, but it helps me remember what I need to do, and I need to call him after this and wish him a happy birthday. But, yeah, you know, people don't realize, we talk about it on the air a lot. We talk about our flag, and they think you're just hung to a flag, and I keep saying, it's not the flag that we're hung up with. It's not a pretty flag, if you would, but it's what the flag represents. It's what it's been through over the years. It's what people, when they see the American flag, in other countries, truly what they think and what goes through their heart. I mean, am I right with that?
No, you're exactly right. You know, I wear a suit and tie every day, and hardly anybody sees me in the professional realm without that. But it's not who I am. It's what's inside me.
That's right.
Is who I am. And then when they see me not in a suit and tie, it's kind of like they're trying to, you know, like, who is he really?
Yeah.
I'm the same person inside my suit as outside in another clothing. And America, the flag, represents who we really are. If you took away the flag, America still would stand, but we wouldn't let that happen. And so people stand and salute and gave their lives for our country, and they salute the flag. So today, in honor of all the veterans, I want to say personally thank you, thank you, thank you for serving our country. And my company, I don't go out and toot my own horn, this is not a toot, but my company puts our words where our mouth is. We actually support a cause for the veterans, and we believe in America, and we show it in a very practical way through supporting veterans.
Good. I'm so glad to hear that. And also, I'm sure you'll agree with me that our hearts and prayers go out to those that were involved in this morning's shooting. Just craziness. I mean, and it's crazy. Anybody who politicizes this, you're out of your mind. This is just, forgive me, this is just a moron, an idiot that's out there to think that the way he's going to fix everything is by mowing down the people he can't stand. It is not the way to resolve anything. So, again, like I said, if you're a praying person, take a minute to pray for these families. Pray for those that were affected this morning by this, because I am sure, I can't imagine because I've never been through it, but I am sure they're going through a lot. And we'll go through a lot over the next few days. All right, so let's get to the matter at hand. Is my wallet getting lighter or what? Because the Federal Reserve today raised the rates. And how much did they raise them? And, you know, how is the market reacting to this? How should I react to this?
Well, the Fed raised rates a quarter of a point from 1% to 1.25%. The markets knew it was going to happen. So it was factored into the market. We didn't see much change in anything. A little bit of a uptick in silver, a little bit of a downtick in gold, a little bit of a downtick in the dollar, and a sideways movements. The Dow actually went down a little bit after this, speaking of the Fed announcing this. It was positive. Now it's negative. All the paper markets are negative. So, and not enough to say major changes are happening, because it was really pretty much factored in. The Fed's been talking about this for some time, but, you know, what they're reaffirming a couple things today, that policy is not on a preset course. They're also reaffirming that the conditions are in place for inflation. They are saying that they're also going to normalize their balance sheet and trim it, which will take, they're saying, a few years. I'm going to say, Joe, they're way, way off on this thing, because I want to explain what this means in layman's terms and how this affects us. The Fed's balance sheet, how much money in assets they hold. That's what, in essence, this is. The assets are also a form of a liability if they're underwater. And the Fed, when rates go up, some of their assets, the biggest holding of their asset called treasuries, which they hold around $3.4 trillion in treasuries, the biggest of their assets out of $4.5 trillion, the other are mortgage-backed securities, which is, you know, what was collapsed in 2008. So the Fed, before the 2008 crisis, had, to put into perspective, less than a half a trillion, about $550 billion. Jeez. And none of it was in mortgage-backed securities. Most of it was in treasuries, supporting the treasury market. And now they ballooned that in just 4 years in the aftermath of 2008, called quantitative easing, to $4.5 trillion. But it's a growing number because the interest rates on the treasuries that the Fed gets paid, or any investor gets paid, and the interest rates on mortgage-backed security that any investor or Fed gets paid, they're reinvesting that. And so they're not shrinking it. It's a growing thing. They're confirming they're still going to reinvest their interest payments, but they're going to roll back their mortgage, roll back the Fed's balance sheet. They didn't say where they're going to do this from, but they did say when this happens, private investors will have to absorb this. In other words, the sell-off. Somebody's going to have to buy this asset. And I think they're alluding to the U.S. Treasury bill. So what does this mean? Well, a couple things. It's a little bit confusing on what the Fed is doing. They're going into no man's land, Joe.
Okay.
While Europe is in negative rates and expanding their balance sheet, in other words, they're doing what we did in 2008, 9, 10, 11, and 12. They're creating assets. They're expanding the monetary system, the European Monetary Union is, in a negative rate interest environment. We're the only country doing the opposite of this. The rest of the world is either in negative rates or low interest rates, and now we are leading the charge in raising rates and lowering our balance sheet. Now, first of all, I think this is what the Fed should have done a long time ago, personally.
Okay.
Because they're fabricating the environment. The purpose of the Fed was never to fabricate an alternative environment and influence the market. The Fed's purpose was to raise and lower interest rates to affect the economy.
You got to take a pause on that because we believe in capitalism in this show. So we're going to go out and sell some commercials. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go far. David Fisher joins us for Landmark Capital right after the break. If you want to know what's going on with your money, don't go far. Seriously.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Wow, how perfect is that? The monstrosity known as the Fed. Now we're bringing it in with the sounds of Frankenstein, for those of you who are old enough to remember, or young enough. I don't know how you look at it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dick Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. We have him on every week to talk about what's going on in politics and with the Fed and with the interest, just what's going on in our finances on a day-to-day basis. David, first, thanks for being with me. And second, once you pick up where you left off, you're feeling like the Fed is finally heading in the right direction, right?
Well, yeah, I think they are a Frankenstein. At least their balance sheet is a Frankenstein, a thing that's been created that is just totally terrible. They shouldn't have done what they did, but they were forced to do by some experts. Otherwise, you thought 2008 was a collapse, it would have been so much worse, according to many economists, if they wouldn't have done what they did, being lowering interest rates to artificially low rates and buying all these assets, securities, because the rest of the world, if they wouldn't have bought them, we would have had a worse collapse in 1929. So they did that to stop that. So now we're not in a 1929 environment. We're far away from it. But we're not in a healthy environment anywhere close to it. And this is where I think the Fed has their pixie dust out and saying, you know, we're going to move towards growth. The economy here's what she said today, Janet Yellen, the economy will expand in the next several years. That there was a slowdown in the first quarter. Here's an incredible fact that I think she's way off on her assessment, that is. She's right when she said there's a slowdown in the first quarter this year, which I said that on your radio program last week. That the last year the economy grew at 2.3%. I said it slowed down the first quarter and amortized only at 0.7%, not even 1%. Okay, so she was right. She's quoting that. But now she's saying, but now we've had a rebound. We've had a rebound since April. May. We're not even through June.
Yep.
Oh, we've had a month and a half. We've had a rebound. That's where she's way off. You cannot say we've had a rebound in 6 weeks. Come on, Janet Yellen. You're way off. You're throwing out the pixie dust. So, but that's what people want to hear. Okay.
Yep.
So The pixie dust will wear off, the ether will wear off, and we'll come back out of Disneyland and in reality. And the reality is the consumer price index, people spending money, are pulling back right now, Joe. The reality is the PMI, the production manufacturing index, which is how much big advisory companies are actually doing, is pulling back. The data, some data out there that she's not telling us or being aware of, is saying just the opposite. That's showing we are expanding the economy, because she's basing it upon that she's saying that unemployment is now at 4.3%, the lowest it's been in quite a few years, and she predicts it's going to go to 4.2% in 2018 and 4.1% in 2019. That's all great and fine, but they're using jobs at fast food joints as a now part of the yardstick. We don't have the jobs that we used to have. Therefore, we don't have true growth, and it's based upon a false measure of unemployment. So the Fed and a lot of economists have got that wrong. Most economists cite the Fed as they're wrong on this. But she's saying by the end of 2019, the Fed's fund rate should be at 2.9%, which it's at 1.25% is what it got raised to today. What does this mean? If you have credit card debt, it means you're going to be paying more. If you have usually what happens, mortgage rates go down when the Fed's been raising rates the last year and a half.
Really?
So exactly. They've been actually going down. So it's too early to say, but that might actually happen. But wow. At some point, it's going to swing back up the other way. So any auto loans are going to cost more, because this will affect the rates in any non-securitized asset loan. Excuse me. So in other words, it's going to affect like car loans. Even though you have a car against a loan, it's really a non-securitized debt, credit card. So this is going to cause those rates to be higher. This is what I've always said. I said on your program a year ago, get out of debt because the Feds are going to raise rates. Now we're seeing what I've been saying is coming to fruition. It's going to get worse. They want to get to rates to normalization. They're not going to get there for a long time because the normalized rate is 5.3%, and they want to be at 2.9% in just 2 years from now. And they're going to say that's similar to normal. They're changing their tune because they want to be 3.5% to 4%, what they said a year ago. But they can't say those things today because the market – it didn't do well when they said those things a year ago. It's not good news. It dispels the pixie dust. So they're not going to say those things. So long and short of this, it's not changing a whole lot, except for they're trying to normalize their balance sheet, which they said they're going to be above what they were in 2008, which means they're going to probably have over $1 trillion. The dilemma is this. They can't sell a whole lot of treasuries, but they're forced to sell the treasuries because they're losing money by holding it when rates go up. But they need to not sell it because they hold 43% of the treasuries in the world. They're the biggest buyer of our debt. It used to be the rest of the world, but now the rest of the world is not buying it. So they're coming out and confirming what I've been saying. They can't sell a whole bunch of treasuries right now because they need to buy it. So, and they're reinvesting all the interest in new treasuries. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's not major changes, but it confirms what I've been saying on your news radio program.
Right. And ultimately, you know, guys like me who made the mistake of having the variable rate mortgage loan kind of thing. We have not seen a major change in our mortgage. You know, every year you get a little notice that says, hey, we're going up 0.01856/7,000 of a percent, whatever it works out to be. But even those little changes, you know, $100 here, $100 there, is a big deal. I mean, how is this overall, how will the, you kind of alluded to the fact that rates end up going down when the Feds pump their rate up, but how do you think this will affect loans like mine and other people who are in the same boat?
Well, it has been, there's a correlation where, it sounds stupid, but the Fed rate doesn't affect the LIBOR arm.
Okay.
And that's where loans are written off of. So it's a London index is what the LIBOR arm is.
It's just funny because it's a simple way of thinking. The Fed raises the interest rate, which most of us believe that is the rate. And tell me if I'm wrong. That is the rate by which banks borrow money, right? They're charged that rate to borrow money, and that turn around they loan money to us, correct?
Well, yes, but let's look at this. If a loan is written not off what the Fed rate is, but the London rate, and Europe has lower rates, negative, when the Fed raises rate, it's actually money's being shifted out from one economic entity to another, and it's just a house of cards. In fact, that brings up a whole other point. Jeffrey Gundlach, who I've talked about, who is a major hedge fund manager, said today, I make a major significant move and pull a significant amount of money out of the market and go to cash. In fact, I'd probably even move it to Europe if you wanted to be in the market. Here's what he's suggesting. So he's right now. Look at the market. I'm looking on TV screen. The markets are going into the red. So this should have been positive news for the stock market. It's not turning so positive today.
Wow.
Actually, one day does not depict everything. But, you know, this is to answer your question. Rates are lower because Europe is lowering rates. And so this is why when the Fed raises rates recently and the European markets are going the other direction, why you're not getting in an arm where they adjust the rate, why your rates are not going up when the Fed raises rates, because it's not tied to the Fed rate. It's tied probably to the LIBOR.
This is why I love having you on, because I have no clue, and I know I have no clue about this stuff. And just when you think, I got my arms around this, and then you find out, wait a minute, that didn't make any sense. What was that all about? So it's always interesting to me on these things. I want to talk to you when we come back from the break in a minute here. I want to talk to you about the House passing the Dodd-Frank revision. And you and I have talked about, well, you've talked about it on my show a million times about some of the issues and what's been going on. And I thought it was interesting that right after they made the announcement, Elizabeth Warren, hopped on the radio waves and was so upset that Donald Trump would push to get rid of that. I think it's called Consumer Protection Agency or the people that actually have no oversight whatsoever. And we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. David Fisher joins me. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, water, whatever you got, and come on back.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
We are back. Yes, we're taking covert actions here on the show. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there as well. But get involved in the conversation in any way, shape, manner, form you can. I've got David Fisher with me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Have him on every week. Love to hear what he has to say about what's going on in finances. Not just precious metals, but the markets and how the world is influencing your money. Yeah, my money, your money. David, again, thanks for being with me today. And as we talked about the other side of the break, the House passed a Dodd. They didn't repeal it. They revised it. And there is one group in there you've talked about a million times, and the antennas went up yesterday when Elizabeth Warren jumped on the airwaves to condemn the action and said that, what is that, the consumer, is it the Consumer Protection Agency? There's a name for this thing. It's under the Fed, and nobody can control it. The head of this group, basically his own little president dictator, right?
It's called, yes, you're exactly right. It's called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was created by Dodd-Frank. let's replace that with something that everybody can understand, the FDA, Federal Drug and Administration. Now, most people like the FDA, because if it wasn't for the FDA, and I'm not, pro-FDA today, I'm just using it as an example, okay?
Right.
If it wasn't for the FDA, we wouldn't have a lot of our medicines today that created a lot of health in our lives compared to a lot of other countries. Now, does everything the FDA does, is that right? No, there's a lot of things. In fact, there's a lot of people that are hiring to go outside of our country for cancer treatments because there's other things that the FDA has not approved that is approved in Europe. One of my dear friends is a surgeon for the German flight crew where they train them here in Phoenix. And so I know what I'm talking a little bit about because he tells me about it. So there's a lot of treatments that are not FDA approved that are helping a lot of people around the world. So there's the good and the bad of the FDA. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has the same deal going for it. A lot of people love it and a lot of people hate it. And there's really no in-between, unfortunately. It was set up to stop fraud on consumers. But it's also doing more than that. And so it's been created as so powerful, here's the negative side, that it has more power or equal power that the Fed has. The Fed is a separate entity. It's not a government agency. It's a corporation run by independent bankers that we gave over in 1913, and they now run our money system, which is against the Constitution, by the way. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was created by Dodd-Frank, has the same amount of power. So what they're trying to do is kill that thing. In President Trump's proposal, which, by the way, is going to probably arrive, it's called the Financial Choice Act, is probably going to arrive dead on arrival in the Senate. At least most parts of the legislation may, you know, be revised, and that's how our Congress operates. So the Consumer Financial Protection Agency eliminates liquidity requirements, or if this bill passes, they would eliminate liquidity requirements for large banks and remove the rule which prohibits banks from investing in risky securities and using even our money on deposit. This is the same deal that was passed called the Glass-Steagall Act in 1932, which passed because we talked about it on your program last week, that prior to this law, banks could use depositors' money and go into the stock market and leverage their money, and that's what caused 1929 crash, the largest crash in the history of our country. So they implemented this rule in 1932. It got lifted in 1999 by President Clinton. Ironically, it sounds so crazy because he's Democratic. And yet now the Democrats want this to be put into this bill or remain in the bill. It's in the original bill of Dodd-Frank, but now Trump wants to take it out. So this is called, and now we don't have what you call an OLA, an Orderly Liquidation Authority. In other words, when the financial crisis happens. We haven't talked about all the new things on your radio program that has happened just this last week on all the things that people are saying about a new crisis coming, to be in the very bad terms. But it's not a matter of if. When it happens, it will now go directly to the taxpayer. They're removing big banks out of the problem, which is what this is.
Right.
They're taking away what you call the Orderly Liquidation Authority. They're dismantling this. That's what the proposed bill that was passed in the House is going to the Senate. The bill seeks to eliminate also the Volcker Rule, which prevents banks from using customers' deposits to conduct proprietary trading, speculative trading in securities that banks benefit. But that's also what brought down the system in 2008. They're removing that rule. So get ready for another 2008 or greater if the Senate passes this. So this is why I'm going to support Elizabeth Warren in this. I don't like a lot of things she says or what she stands for, but she is 100% right. This bill should have that in there. And this is where I voted for Trump. This is where I'm going to go against him because it creates so much control in big banks and another 2008 all over again. They need to revise this thing. They need to revise and say, let's continue with an OLA. Let's stop banks from being able to use depositors' money and leverage because it's our money. Okay. So when people said, I was on national radio the other day, I didn't have enough information to say, I don't think that's really true, but now I have it and I'm saying it. I'll get the word out again to that national radio station because I'm on every week. But I'm not concerned too much until the dust settles and everything gets passed or not passed and really what is redefined or not. But so far, I think this is a really bad deal.
Well, and it sounds like it, and it's, you know, the Republicans are like a bunch of little kids that have been let loose at a candy store. They haven't had control in so long that I think they just don't know how to control themselves sometimes. I'm not trying to beat on them. I know they want to change a lot of things. I know they want to make a lot of things right. But you have to engage brain first. That always works out so much better, if you know what I mean. So, I don't know. For me, it's just interesting and watching. I don't want to say frivolous, just how fast and loose they play sometimes. They're at the House, especially since they've taken power.
You know, one other thing that this does real quick is it also gives the president the authority over the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to do whatever he wants to. And the president should not have that type of authority over any agency. That should always go through Congress. So that's way out in left field as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they're moving too fast. This is kind of my mind way I'm thinking. All right, so you know what happens to the precious metals? What happens to gold markets when stocks correct or when the stock market is working the way it's working? I mean, where does gold? How does it secure us? It does it secure us?
Well, it certainly does. Well, first of all, nothing happened in 1929 because our currency was backed by gold. But in 1971, Nixon took us off a gold standard, and in the 70s, the Fed raised rates, and gold went up 500% to 1,225%, depending on the product of gold you're in. I'm talking about physical gold, not stocks now, okay, or stocks related to gold. I'm talking about physical metals. That's the gap, 500 to 1,225% in five-year period of time. So when the stocks were flat during that period of time to slightly down, but in 1987, in Black Monday, the second largest drop in stocks, gold went up 35% the first year in the aftermath. A hedge fund was set up on Wall Street and bought physical gold products. There's lots of different gold products out there. I have a pamphlet on it that explains this called Changing Directions and Changing Times. But anyway, the hedge fund in 18 months moved the market up in physical metals, depending on the market, between 100 to 400% in 18 months. And those were mainstream markets, not esoteric or any rare coins or weird stuff. Mainstream markets. The fund pulled out. The markets came down but rested higher than they were before. And so that was a market correction where metals went up. 2001, we had a dot-com bubble burst that started a multi-year run in gold plus the debt. And in gold doubled more than in just 6 years. And then we had another stock market correction in 2008. Stocks went down 45% by index first years. Gold went up 72% first year on a multi-year run in gold, which outperformed stocks until 2012 when it had a correction. We're getting ready for another correction. In fact, legendary investor Jim Rogers, we didn't speak about him last week because he didn't say this until recently. He's in his 70s, very well respected, not a gold guy. He just said, get ready for the biggest pullback in my lifetime. This is going to be serious stuff. I'm quoting him. We have financial problems in America.
All right, hold on, David. I want you to pause that. Because I'm gonna do what I do to you from time to time, which is if you want to hear the rest of this, you're going to have to go grab the podcast after the show. That's right, because the segment's coming to an end. David's got a lot more to say on this, and you'll need about an hour after the show's over, these segments go up in full, and I will add an extended version of this. It's really that simple. And David, quickly, if they want to learn more about the bail-in, they can go to your website, landmarkgold.com, or they can call you at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk to our buddy Dale Bellis on what's the difference between health share and health care.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?